I have now been, carrying this idea. You know, what are you? Well, I have this characteristic of having Asperger's syndrome, and I've been carrying that around for, well, more than a decade. Well, you know, I'm likely to keep saying, well, I'm an Aspie.
Phil Garrow has Asperger's syndrome. It's what's written on his medical chart. He says the social struggles that come with a diagnosis is why he hasn't been able to hold down engineering jobs, despite his proficiency in the field. But after May, the diagnosis that has made so much sense out of what he thought were just quirks will disappear. Asperger's syndrome as a medical diagnosis won't exist anymore, with the publishing of a new Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, or DSM. And the term others with this diagnosis used to casually define themselves, Aspie, will just be colloquial. Garrow will be lumped under the umbrella of autism spectrum disorders. Catherine Lord runs the Autism Center at New York Presbyterian Cornell, and she was a part of the work group that revised the neurodevelopmental disorders chapter in the newest DSM, the DSM-5.
I think as a group really felt like the core of ASD involves both social communication deficits and some kind of restricted or repetitive behavior and interest. So not either or, but both of those things.
Lord also worked on the DSM-4.
If you just take the definition of Asperger as we wrote in DSM-4, I mean, I was there, it just doesn't work.
The DSM is considered the Bible of psychiatry. It's the book used by psychiatrists and psychologists, social workers, insurance companies, and courts to classify mental health diagnoses. This is its fifth version and the first one in 17 years. When the book was first published in 1952, autism spectrum disorders were listed as a subsection of schizophrenia. And through the various editions, the definition has changed. It wasn't until the last DSM, published in the 90s, that Asperger's became its own category. Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder characterized by impaired social interaction and communication and restricted and repetitive behavior. It's a spectrum disorder. You can have mild or severe autism. It's unknown what causes it, and there is no cure. The prevalence of autism has drastically increased over the last couple decades. A recent report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention found 1 in 50 school-aged children have an autism spectrum disorder. You can have Asperger's or pervasive developmental disorder, not otherwise specified, both different autism diagnoses that will be folded into autism spectrum disorders. Lord says this new definition will be less nebulous.
Not trying to change who is in and who is out, but trying to create criteria that better described the people that do fall into the general spectrum of autism, and then to be clearer and more easily interpretable.
In the autism population, those with Asperger's are a small percentage. But because they tend to be high-functioning, they're a vocal one. For Caitlin Freeman, Phil Garrow's girlfriend, when she got her Asperger's diagnosis as an adult, it became a defining aspect of her identity. But she says it's not the only defining aspect. For others, though, that's not so much the case.
Certainly understand that there are people who want to identify as, you know, want to have an identity that is a group identity, especially if people have been excluded from other groups in their life, then saying, well, I have a group that I can belong to, I'm an Aspie, having that to really self-identify with, I think, is very powerful for a lot of people.
Freeman and Garrow compare this shift to a geopolitical shift. Someone from Yugoslavia wouldn't stop calling themselves a Yugi because the country is gone, for example. And closer to the DSM, although it's been years since bipolar disorder replaced manic depression, it's still used in common language.
I'm, you know, nearly 50 years old. So do I believe that the term Asperger's syndrome will persist for the rest of my life? Yeah. There'll still be people using Asperger's syndrome. It just takes a long time for any term to get out of people's consciousness.
Garrow and Freeman run a group called Ask an Aspie, which they'll continue to run. Luciana Randall, the director of the Autism Connection of Pennsylvania, an advocacy group, worries that this change might affect younger people currently diagnosed with Asperger's.
These parents tend to feel like they have to fight every step of the way. And if they fought to promote their child's personality and their skill level and their abilities, and they're doing this in schools and scouting and church, synagogue, temple, wherever they're trying to really break ground for their child and explain who they are. It helps to have that book or the article or something that tells this is Asperger's and these are the high points of it.
She says that so many people with Asperger's cling to that identity of high intelligence and high skill levels, and that in some ways, even among those with Asperger's, there is a stigma to saying they have autism.
The fear is going to be, how are they going to really advocate for their child, and how is their child going to get a job or go to college or do any of these kind of things that the rest of us pretty much take for granted if they don't have a cultural identity that just promotes their strengths and it kind of explains away some of their differences.
Autism advocates worry that with this new definition, there may be changes in government funding or health insurance benefits. Ellen Frank, a professor of psychiatry and psychology at Pitt, worked on the DSM. She says that policy groups who worked on the book looked at public health implications of these changes. She says there wasn't substantial evidence to suggest that by changing the name, anyone would be denied services.
Rather, the opposite might be true, because autism is considered a very serious condition. The evidence suggested that children who no longer would get the Asperger's disorder diagnosis would probably fare quite well under this new label of milder form of autism.
Catherine Lord adds that in this new edition of the DSM, what autism means will be clearer.
If you really adhere to the way Asperger's is described in DSM-4, almost no one has it. Because in the formal definition of Asperger's syndrome in DSM-4, you can't have autism and have Asperger's. If you have autism, you stop right there.
And she says a path of being diagnosed with PPD-NOS and then Asperger's and then autism and then maybe back again, that many on the spectrum experience in diagnosis may disappear.
This trajectory, which is quite common in kids who had multiple diagnoses, really seemed maladaptive for many families and many individuals.
Phil Garrow says, as far as he's concerned, he'll still be an Aspie.
My identity won't shift no matter what somebody calls me, right? Yeah, I'm still me. And yeah, there's these people sitting, psychologists in a room somewhere, figuring out this book that really doesn't have a lot of validity a lot of the time anyway.
The DSM-5 will be published in May. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.